Bartles Meyer Jewelry. How can I help you?
Hey, Krista, right?
No. Do you need to speak with her?
Yeah, if she's free for a second. Nick
yeah,
with
sure,
RDI.
Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Bartles Meyer Jewelry. This is Krista.
Hey, Krista. It's Nick with RDI.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. I wanted to ask you what you thought of that diamond there. Sounds like you're going with the one that you already found.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a... I wanted to see, like, what you thought of it, because I know you're really picky about diamonds.
Oh, gotcha. I haven't had a chance. Did you send me one today?
No, I sent it to you, like, 3 days ago.
Oh.
I hope. I'm going to have to check. I'm going to have to check now. You got me double second-guessing myself. Let's see here.
Let me see, Nick.
Your email... Oh, it's Bartlesmeyer. My email isn't Nick. It's N-C... nciadella at rdidiamonds.com.
Oh, I see that, yeah. Okay.
Okay, cool.
So let's see. There's an attachment on this one.
Oh, is this the thing? Yeah, with I think it's a similar price point. The millimeters a nominal amount larger. It's like bigger by it's bigger by like 0.02 of a millimeter. So
the last one I have was August 12th, which is Wednesday. And it had 2 diamonds listed.
Oh, okay.
0.17 and a 0.15. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I replied all at August 12th at 1:46. So two days ago.
The last one I have is August 12th at 12.
Oh, you want to know why? That's why. Because there's a video attached to this one. Can you see if I went into your junk folder?
Spam. Yeah, I bet that is what happened. Let me go look. 13.
I try not to overcall. You know what I mean? Because I know you're at a place of business. But this is why I sometimes do, because, you know, I'm over here thinking like, oh, man, she must not care about my email, you know, with this diamond, and, like, you didn't even see it.
No, I always try to respond one way or the other, so.
No, for sure. So usually once you fix stuff like this once, and it's like, then you'll get videos from me in the future once you're like, this is good. Did you end up ordering that other stone in?
Yeah, he had sent it out on memo, and we got it in yesterday, and it's really exactly what we were looking for.
Okay.
And at that $6,300, so it was a great price as
That's
well.
That's fine. I think this one is like $6,400 or something like that. It's very similar. I do have the lifetime trade up that I offer with this. I don't know. Is that other vendor?
I can always
just...
ask that question, but yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I can always ask that question because I
what,
have a,
if you offer,
a good benefit.
If they offer trade up?
Mm-hmm, I don't know. That's
they always say yes.
They always say yes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what vendor. They'll always say yes. But it's usually contingent on how much business you're doing with them. Mine is in writing. And it's dollar for dollar trade up. It's one for one trade, dollar for dollar what you paid. So that's why most of my, I would call them like A accounts, most of my top accounts that I talk to daily or a couple times a week work with me because of that.
Okay.
They buy, like they'll buy for stock because they want to make sure that they're taking advantage of every opportunity when someone walks in. But then if it doesn't move, then they swap it out for something else that will.
I getcha. Yeah, we don't stock anything at all. We're just small enough that it doesn't make sense for us. So we always just order in on memo as we have a call, because for larger stones, especially like something that's like over a carat, for us that happens once every couple of years.
No way. It's gonna. You'll see it more often. Especially now that you're talking to me, I'll be your good luck charm, trust me.
I did find the video, so that did come through. So now it's no longer spam.
Oh, thank God. If you wanted to show this one also, it seems like it would be, you know, the only difference is in like the dimensions, right? And that's with fancy shapes, consumers often choose based off of, you know, the shape and how they like it. So they are slightly different. I do ship this for free if you'd like it.
I think this time I'm going to pass because the one we got was just really about perfect for what we were looking for.
Yeah.
We've got it here. So I think we're happy with this one.
No, it's understandable.
But I will definitely call you next call I have and make sure we look at some options. I think I like the idea that we could offer that to the customer, that if they wanted to trade up later, that's a possibility.
No, absolutely, and I'll get that over to you, hopefully you'll get it this time, right?
You can email.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to reply.
If I don't reply, I check my email all the time, so usually that just means something happened and it didn't get to me or went to spam.
That's kind of why
I try to get back to people. I don't want to be rude or waste your time waiting on me to get back. So.
For sure. And I'm also like this, right? Like I have to do my job, which is sometimes they're like, Nick, why? And I'm just like, because I have the diamond that your customer's going to want, you know? But also like, so that's why I was giving you time to answer the email. And that's so funny. Anyway, so we're both too kind and courteous for our own good, I think. All right. Well, Krista, thanks so much. I'm getting this the lifetime trade policy over in the same chain there. And give me a call on the next one. Anything you need, Melly, I'll ship a lab stone if you need it. Finished goods, whatever's clever.
Sounds great. I will remember you, Nick, at RDI.
Yes, ma'am. All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.